Hi, this is Shaheem. I'm working for Fossology since last 7 years. I'm a contributor as well as maintainer for Fossology community. I'm here with my colleagues, Gaurav and Anupam, who will be presenting with me today. So the topic is Fossology, software component analysis integration. I'll start with introduction. So to start with, Fossology is an open source license compliance by open source software. Fossology was first published in 2008 by HP. Later in 2015, it has become the Linux Foundation collaboration product. There are different tasks for OSS compliance using Fossology, license scanning, copyright and authorship, and email detection, as well as we have export control statement and generation of documentation, which is generating reports. And then we also have the export and import of SPDX files. There are two main features of Fossology. One is Nomos and the other is the Monk. So Nomos have keyword-based scanning and regex-based scanning. Monk scans for full text. So Nomos have high flexibility because it finds all the licenses, and Monk has high precision. So recently we have also developed Ojo scanner, a scanner to detect SPDX license IDs. So if you see the slides, we have the code where you can see the license pattern of SPDX license identifier. Here the file have Apache 2 license. Fossology detects this license using the Ojo scanner. To automate, we have different options. For Ojo, you can find for Ojo finding, you can make the file decided. You have to check this option under the concluded license, which is scanner matches if Ojo findings are no contradiction with other findings. So recently, last December, we have made a new release. There are many few fixes and updates we have done. So mainly we have listed few of them. So which is new agents first works with clearly defined IO. So you can pull the decisions from clearly defined. We have added the support for PostgreSQL 12 and provided an ability to specify git branch in upload using the version control systems. So now we have added a feature to reuse the deactivated copyright statements. We have also added the support for new Ubuntu release, Focal Fossa. And we have removed open SSL dependency and now using libgcurrent. Now obligation refers to the license conclusions, and you can auto deactivate copyright statements when you make the irrelevant findings. So we have also made the display time in browser's time zone. So wherever you open Fossology server, the browser's time zone will get displayed. And we have also added an ability to export copyrights in a CSV format. Now, my colleague Anupam will take over. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane, for the introduction of Fossology. So, Shane has shown all the agents and the workflow of Fossology. Probably I'll take you to a different direction where you can automate your stuff with Fossology. For example, you can upload or scan component using Fossology or the report generation. So to automate, we support different interfaces. For example, we have the REST API tool, we have the REST client and command line tool. Using REST API, you can manage folders, you can upload components, you can trigger scan. You have option to download reports. For more details, you can look into our Fuzzology webpage where you have the basic REST API call. The link is given here. Also, we have the Fuzzology REST API wiki page in a GitHub repository. Now, REST client, we have different REST clients, okay? So REST clients are available in Python language, C#, and Shell script. You can, using, means based on what applications you are doing, based on your preference, you can use, you can choose any of the REST clients. Also, we have FuzzDiver, which is not only a REST API, what can do, it can also manage your bulk scan. For the command line tools, you have to be in the server. You can do automate things on the server itself. You can use different scanning agents using the command line tool. You can upload and download components as well. You can use the different scanner using the CLI. Moving to the next slide. So the very first question that comes into mind, how to upload the component then using REST API or REST client or command line tool that we discussed. Let's see how we can do that. So to upload a component to Fuzzology, you need a Fuzzology token or REST token, and also the server URL. That's two basic thing. Now, once you have these two things handy, you can use this Shell script provided with this client is upload all from folder. There, this is a script that we made for the demo, and here you have the upload REST SH, which is the main script that you call. Once you call this script with your token, API token, as well as the Fuzzology server, you need to provide the folder where you need to upload and the group you are using for the uploading your package. And it will trigger the upload in Fuzzology. The same thing you will be able to do using our Python client as well. So CP2FOSS, using CP2FOSS, you will be able to upload, scan component in this upload component in the Fuzzology server. So we have multiple options from where you can upload a source package to Fuzzology server. So for example, you can upload from the file, you can upload using URL, you can use the code repository URL from Git and SVN. Also, you can upload directly from the server itself. Now, once you uploaded the package, the very first thing comes into mind, how to scan the package. So to scan the package, you can do it over the using the Shell client or the Python client. So on the left hand side, you can see the JSON format, which is analysis and the decider, which is same for both Python and the Shell client. So in the analysis part, you can give what are the agent you want to use to enable them, make it true or to not to use, just make it false. And decider also, similarly, you can choose what decision option you want to take. Now you need to use the REST API client, REST API call to upload this, to scan this package. Uploading and scanning generally is a two-step process. If you use the REST client, it's a two-step process, but if you are using the Shell client, when you upload the component, it will also trigger the scanning. You can also start scanning from the FOSS job. So that's a CLI tool option that's provided in Fuzzology. Now here you have the scanning option. Scanning option is analysis, decider, and reuse. The analysis and decider already you have seen in the previous slide, where you can choose and you can make it true and false for the agents that you choose. For the reuse option, it's if you want to reuse any component that you have already uploaded earlier, you can also use this option. The next slide is analyzing the results. From this part onwards, Gaurav will take you forward, and thank you all.
Yeah, thank you. So far, we have our uploads on the Fossology server and the scanning done. But what you can do now? So with the REST API, we expose two different endpoints. One is a summary endpoint, which tells you information like the ID of the upload, what is the main license selected, how many licenses were found in the upload, and similar information in a JSON format. Similarly, you have a licenses endpoint where you can request scanning from specific agents, like I requested here from Nomos, Monk, and Dojo. This will give you a list with the file path. And under scanning, you have the scanner findings, which are done by the Nomos, Monk, or Dojo, and also the conclusions, which are done by a human. Same endpoints you can also access from the Python. You can call this upload summary or upload license to get these JSON objects. From the command line tools, we don't have the upload summary, but you can request for specific results from specific agents by calling FO Nomos license list or Monk list or copyright list. They also provide you various different flags. You can exclude certain file paths from your result, or as an example in copyright, you can filter only such copyrights which contain a specific word. So you can check out the help for them. So these are the reports which you can on which you can do analysis. But it is not very human friendly. So Fossology also gives you report for consumption. So with our shell client, you can call this download rest.sh, which accept a upload ID and a report format. Same thing is also there in the Python, which again actually is a two-step process done in a single call by the shell client. But in Python, first you need to generate a report in a specific format, which gives you a report ID. Then using that report ID, you have to download its content. And now with the Python, you can write it to a specific file. So Fossology supports five different reporting format. One is DEF5, SPDX, which is the RDS, and SPDX2 tag value, ReadmeOSS, which is a text file, and a unified report, which is a Word document. So far, that is about Fossology and how you can use it for your SCA. We also have different projects, for example, Atarashi, which is a standalone license scanner written in Python. It uses text retrieval algorithms rather than rule-based scanning, like Nomos. Then you have Nirjas, which again is a Python tool as well as a Python library to extract comments from a source code. It currently supports 25 different languages and can understand various syntax for a single line comment, multi-line comment, and comments where they are in a single line format but are written continuously in the source code. Both of these projects were contributed to Fossology under Google Summer of Code project. And also you have a Fossology slides project under the Fossology GitHub profile, which gives you various presentations, which are in English, Japanese, and Vietnamese at the moment. You can freely use them. They are all licensed under CC by SA 4.0. So thank you for listening. You can also head over to our YouTube channel. The link is provided over here. And if you like our presentation, please go to GitHub and give us a star. So thank you.
Thank you very much.